I'm Kerry Eilertson-Feeney and I'm the Workforce Training and Education Lead Midwife at NHS England.
And I'm Jonathan Corn. I'm the Postgraduate Dean for the Midlands, but I'm also a Liaison Postgraduate Dean for Obstetrics. And really looking forward to this conference.
So Jonathan, what is interprofessional learner experience?
Yeah, so it's interesting. When we started thinking about what we needed to do as far as education is concerned, especially within maternity services, we thought about the need to bring people together, and we thought about the concept of interprofessional learning, which of course is quite well known and quite widespread. But the problem with interprofessional learning as a concept is it often involves taking people out of their clinical environment into a simulated environment or into another kind of workplace to do the interprofessional learning, and then they go back into the clinical environment. And interprofessional experience is the next step, really. It's about the entire experience on the maternity ward and in the obstetric service being interprofessional in nature. So it's about sharing that experience, not just the kind of learning experience that's an add-on to it. It's about asking questions together. It's about learning what you can from each other. It's about really understanding how, it's about, in a way, creating the teams at an undergraduate level that are going to work together at a postgraduate level.
So by having the curriculum, which focuses on the expertise-based care rather than profession-based care, care can be delivered by a team of health professionals that focuses on the patient, promoting high quality and personalised patient care delivery and improved patient safety.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what this is about. And it will also, I think, allow at an undergraduate level the development of kind of shared culture of approach that I think is something that's been lacking in the way we teach so far.
Great. So we're also thinking about crossing maternity and neonatal, Jonathan, aren't we? Which is really timely because, of course, Bill Kirkup, CBE, led the investigation for maternity and neonatal services at East Kent.
Yes, and we know that historically there have been issues both in maternity and in neonatal services, and the two are so close together that it seems important that we address both.
Super. So we know that interprofessional learning is regularly used in emergency training, and this has proved really valuable. But we're really thinking about more opportunities at every stage of the training now, aren't we? So this workshop is really focusing on bringing us together, the medical students, the student midwives, neonatal nurses, and the wider professional groups, so that we can co-learn with the intention of improving communications between the staff groups in the future. So who else will benefit, Jonathan?
So I think you're right. We're bringing a lot of people together. We're bringing together the GMC, CQC, higher education institutes, colleges, councillor deans for health, Neonatal Nurses Association, Medical Schools Council, the list. I mean, there's a massive number of people with different experiences and expertise coming to this meeting. I mean, initially, I think those in undergraduate training are going to benefit. But of course, this is a much longer term project. So I think the results of this will also inform how we undertake postgraduate education and training. We're starting off at the undergraduate level because I think there are fewer logistic issues, if you like, at that level. I think it will eventually, hopefully, as this project gets rolled out, lead to a cultural change. And actually, at the end of the day, the people that are going to benefit are the service users. And that's what we're concentrating. That, you know, that's the whole idea of today.
Thanks, Jonathan. So we're thinking about the evidence really as well, aren't we? And there is evidence of this working before. In fact, studies have really shown that interprofessional teaching and that approach allows students to learn from each other and about each other. So we can promote interprofessional trust, knowledge and skills development. But what else is there, Jonathan?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there is actually a study from the University of Bristol and the University of the West of England looking at multi-professional undergraduate training, which was, you know, people often feel that it's something that our students don't want, but actually is really well received by students and improved understanding, as you say, improved clinical skills, improved communication and improved teamwork. And actually really important, this comes back to the question you asked about who will benefit. Most students in that study felt more empowered to call for help in emergencies, which obviously has an immediate impact on patient outcomes.
So it's a key theme and really fascinating, Jonathan. So what's the aim of this workshop that we're facilitating?
So this is actually the first of what we're hoping to be four workshops, which is aiming to look at people's views on undergraduate multi-professional student experience. As I say again, because that's a slightly easier one to tackle.
Fabulous. And we've got other workshops as well, haven't we, Jonathan? So over the next 18 months, we're hoping to facilitate another three workshops that will review the discovery discussions from workshop one. So plan our actions, determine the criteria to assess quality, and to plan how we can implement interprofessional education and experience across maternity and neonatal. So what will people be asked to do in this first workshop?
So this workshop is about blue sky thinking, as you say. I think we should avoid the word workshop is work. We're getting people to do some work, and we're getting people really to come up with a plan for how we can deliver at an undergraduate level a proper interprofessional experience. Think about the immediate steps that need to be taken in order to do that.
That's great. So it's going to be really helpful for our participants to think about some of those opportunities for learning and educating together. And what does good look like in terms of that safety culture and the challenges that could be faced as a learner, as well as some of those solutions to overcome it? So what's the benefit of us undertaking this work then, Jonathan?
Well, we know from previous research when looking at midwifery students teaching medical students, that resulted in very much in the development of mutual professional respect. And that's critical, isn't it, to team development and teamwork. And, you know, what we'd really like is that the curricula for both midwifery students and medical students is delivered in this kind of what we're calling IPEX method, this interprofessional experience method, because the benefits are so great.
Jonathan, this is really exciting and really demonstrates, doesn't it, that working collaboratively with the co-production of the training and being able to pilot and evaluate will really enable our learners to have an enhanced experience. I'm really looking forward to undertaking this work, Jonathan. So really exciting.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there and all the experts that we'll have in the room. I think there's a huge opportunity here to make a real difference.